Let's see. We've already mentioned coffee, haven't we? Talked about that. And when you are thirsty, what do you usually drink? You might go and
get some water.
Mm-hmm. And you might have that in a, put that in a
glass.
Mm-hmm. And you might say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I didn't
do drink.
Yo, or I didn't do what to the glass. I
didn't break the glass.
Mm-hmm. But someone has.
Mm-hmm.
But someone has done what to the glass. Has.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask you how much did you drink, you'd say, I. Talking about how much water you drink, say, I.
Glass full.
Mm-hmm. And you might ask me how much if you. You might ask me how much
did you drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Now that fool, when you said how much did you drink, I should have said a glass. But I said a glass full. We put that on extra. I don't know why, but that's the kind of Southern expression.
Well, I guess you could drink part of a glass, couldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Say that the dinner is on the table and the family maybe is standing around waiting. Just standing around, what do you say to them? You might say,
sit down,
mm-hmm.
be seated.
Mm-hmm. And say somebody comes into the dining room, you ask him, won't you
have a seat?
Mm-hmm. And maybe then he did what? He
did what?
Then he did what? He
sat down.
Mm-hmm. And then they had all
eight.
Mm-hmm. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, just
pass me so and so.
Or say you want somebody to go ahead and not wait. You said
just go on and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait.
Maybe say help yourself.
Uh-huh. They want you to eat and not let it get cold.
let's see. Okay. And food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's what? Say for supper, you just cook what you cook again what you had for lunch.
You eat leftovers.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You just put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of a dish that maybe a you take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Mush.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever eat that? Or me either.
They use that in the Midwest some ways to say. And then they keep it and let it congeal and they cut it off and fry it. They use it that way. And they do in the Pennsylvania Dutch country up in Pennsylvania too. Mm. They fry and fried mush, they call it.
It sounds terrible.
It does sound bad.
Things like peas and beets and so forth, those are just what?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the... And then vegetables are usually grown where? They're grown in the...
The what?
Vegetables are usually grown out in the...
Yeah, a garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the kinds of vegetables that you used to eat when you were coming up and so forth?
Oh, just all kinds. They had every kind. Peas and beans and tomatoes and potatoes and... greens and
mm-hmm.
lettuce. We used to have that. We didn't have this hard-headed lettuce like they have now. It was a more like a bib lettuce, you know, the mm-hmm. big leaves.
You mentioned peas. What are some of the different kinds of peas you might?
Well, you could get the black-eyed peas and you get the purple-haired peas and just different kinds and beans, snap beans and I don't know. What other kind of beans, much?